十四章。
Chapter 14.
十一节到十二节。
Verses 11 and 12.
你们当信我，我在父里面。我们大家一起读，好不好？
Let's read together.
你们当信我，我在父里面，父在我里面。几乎不信，也当因我所做的事信我。我实实在在告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父哪里去。好，我们再读十六、十七节。
And verses 16 and 17.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位宝贵师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我们读路加福音二十四章。
Gospel according to Luke chapter 24.
四十六到四十九节。
Verses 46 to 49.
又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且仍要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。你们就是这些事的见证。我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受了从上头来的能力。我们读旧约列王记下。
Second King.
对不起，我们先读列王记上。
Let's turn to Old Testament, First King.
十九章。
Chapter 19.
十六节
Verse 16.
又高应世的孙子耶户做以色列王，并高亚伯米和那人撒法的儿子伊丽莎做先知接续你。我们从十九节读到二十一节。
And verse 19 to 21.
于是伊利亚离开那里走了，遇见撒法的儿子伊丽莎耕地，在他前头有十二对牛，自己跟着的十二对，以对着他们去，将自己的外衣撒在他身上。伊丽莎就离开牛，跑到伊利亚那里说，求你容我先与父母亲嘴，然后我便跟随你。伊利亚对他说，你回去吧，我向你做了什么呢？伊丽莎就离开他回去，宰了一对牛，用套牛的器具煮肉给民吃，随后就起身跟随伊利亚服侍他。列王记下第二章。
Second King chapter 2.
我们从一节一直读到第十四节。
Verse 1 to 14.
耶和华要用旋风借伊利亚升天的时候，伊利亚从基甲起往撒说，耶和华指示我，伊利撒说，我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。于是二人下到伯得利，住在伯得利的先知门徒出来见伊利撒，对他说，耶和华要你的师父离开你，你知道不知道？他说，我知道，你们不要作声。以利亚对伊丽莎说，耶和华差遣我往耶利哥去，你可以在这里等候。伊丽莎说，我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。于是二人到了耶利哥，住耶利哥的先知门徒 就近伊丽莎，对他说：“耶和华今日要见你的师父离开你，你知道不知道？”他说：“我知道，你们不要作声。”伊利亚对伊丽莎说：“耶和华差遣我往约旦河去，你可以在这里等候。”伊丽莎说：“我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。”于是二人一同前往，有先知门徒去了50人，远远地站着在他们对面。二人在约旦河边站住，伊利亚将自己的外衣卷起来，用以打水，水就左右分开，二人则干地而过。过去之后，伊利亚对伊丽莎说：“我未曾被劫去离开你，你要我为你做什么，只管求我。”伊丽莎说：“愿感动你的灵加倍地感动我。”伊利亚说：“你所求的难得，虽然如此，我必接去离开你。走，你若看见我就必得着，不然必得不着了。”他们正走着说话，忽然有火车火马将二人隔开，伊利亚就称旋风升天去了。伊丽莎看见就呼叫说：“我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊！”以后不再见他了。于是伊丽莎把自己的衣服撕为两片，拾起伊利亚身上掉下来的外衣，回去站在约旦河边。他用伊利亚身上掉下来的外衣打水说：“耶和华以利亚的神在那里呢？”打水之后，水也左右分开，伊丽莎就过来了。我们最后读17节。
Lastly, verse 17.
对不起，读15节。
Lastly, verse 15.
在主耶利哥的门徒
也
看见他，就说感动伊利亚的灵，感动伊丽莎了。他们就起来迎接他，在他面前伏伏于地。弟兄姊妹，今天我们要讲到升天的基督和复活的教会。
Tonight we shall talk about the ascended Christ and the resurrected church.
在四福音里面到使徒行传里面，这是个永远的一个定律。
This is a short law from the book of four gospels into Acts.
当基督升天之后，
After Christ has ascended,
教会就成为一个复活的教会。
Church became a live one.
当主在地上行走，
When the Lord walked on earth,
他四围多少的门徒围着他，
Even though many disciples surrounded him,
当主没有升天之前，
Yet before he ascended on high,
门徒们所表现的尽都是软弱。
All the manifestation of his followers are nothing but weak ones.
在主耶稣的加利利的四围还四围，
Even when he walked by the Sea of Galilee,
显现他的大能，
He had performed great might and power,
做那个最荣耀的事，
And he had done something so glorious.
但是门徒们一直还是表现软弱，
But his disciples and followers manifest nothing but poor and weak.
当耶稣的脚步往耶路撒冷去的时候，
So when on his way to Jerusalem,
他要去哥哥他，
When he was about to go to Mount Golgotha,
门徒们越近哥哥他就越显得软弱，
And all his disciples manifest nothing but weak condition.
弟兄姊妹们，这是个属灵的律，
This is a law, spiritual law.
十字架显明人一切的光景，
The cross does nothing but reveal all.
没有人能够在十架面前站立得住的。
No one can stand still before His cross.
十架把我们里面的光景都显露出来了。
Because His cross reveals our true condition.
当耶稣基督最后晚餐之后，
After Jesus, when Jesus was at the last supper,
他的征战开始了。
That was the beginning of His great battle.
征战一步开始在各。马克西马尼
And the first one, the first battle started at the
Gethsemane. 面对黑暗的君王，
Facing the king of darkness.
背负所有人的罪，
And carry the sin of the world.
弟兄姊妹们，神的儿子那个时候真是辛苦。
He was truly in suffering at the time.
哦，他是何等圣洁，何等清洁的魂。
For he had such a sacred and clean soul.
他从来不知道罪。
He had no idea about sin.
他从来不明白罪。
He never knew what sin was.
哦，人间这么多千年来所有人的罪。
Yeah, the sin of the whole mankind throughout generations.
那个污秽的罪。
The filthy sin.
那个最黑暗的罪。
The darkest sin.
各样的罪。
All kinds of sin.
全人类的罪。
The sin of the whole world and mankind.
当他进到克西玛尼的时候。
When he went to Gethsemane.
哦，罪的阴影都笼罩了他的魂。
And the shadow of sin surrounded his soul.
所以主说他心中忧伤几乎要死。
Therefore, Bible says the Lord said he grieved to the point almost died.
这不是说他想到将来的十架痛苦忧伤。
It's not talking about the sorrow of facing.
哦，人的罪在神儿子的魂中。他受压过重了。
But the sin of the entire mankind was on him was so depressed.
受不了。
He could not bear it.
哦，他真是受不了这人的罪。
He really could not stand them.
他就呼唤说：“父啊，若是可行，叫这杯离开我。”
Therefore he cried out, "Oh Father, if possible, please pass this cup away."
不要照我的旨意行。
But not by my will.
要照你的旨意行。
But according to your will.
弟兄姊妹，门徒到了第一站。征战开始的时候
and his followers at this first battle of his
他们都睡着了
they're all failing to sleep
弟兄姊妹这是属灵征战
this is the spiritual battle
我们正遇见属灵征战的时候
when we face a real spiritual battle
面对黑暗权势的时候
facing the power of darkness
我们天然的人都软弱如水
our natural life became so weak
They're
all failing to sleep.
主耶稣第一次去祷告。
And Jesus went to pray for the first time.
那么恳切的祷告。
He prayed so earnestly.
要冲过那关。
In order to pass through that battle.
他才有得胜的把握。
And to have the assurance of victory.
说的祷告不能得胜。
If he could not pray through.
征战已经失败了。
Then he would have lost the battle.
哦，他祷告的汗像大雪点滴在地上。
So he prayed to the point he's Sweat drop like blood.
第一次祷告完了。
After he prayed the first round,
回到门徒那里。
He went back to his disciples.
看见门徒们都睡着了。
He saw them all fell asleep.
他对西门彼得说。
Therefore he told Simon Peter.
他是第一个门徒。
That was his greatest disciple.
西门。
Peter, Simon.
你不能警醒天使吗？
Can't you keep watch even for one
moment? 总要警醒祷告。
Always Be watchful and pray.
免得入了迷惑。
So that you will not enter into temptation.
弟兄姊妹们，彼得连回答的话都没有。
Peter didn't even, you know, even know how to reply.
他软弱到一个地步，他眼睛都睁不开了。
He was so weak to the point he couldn't even open his eyes.
我们的救主背负着我们的重担。
And our Savior carry our burden.
第二次去祷告。
And went to pray the second round.
祷告完了，他再回到门徒那里。
And after he finished, he went back to his followers.
他说：“你们仍是睡觉吗？”
He said, "Are you still sleeping?"
他们因为忧愁，他们的眼。眼皮都睁不开了。
They fell asleep because they grieved too much.
只不过征战刚开始。
That was just the beginning of the battle.
天然的人都软弱。
Yeah, all those natural lives could not
stand. 没有一个人经得起十架的光。
No one can sustain the light of the cross.
没有一个人站在黑暗权势面前。
No one can stand before the power of darkness.
昏睡的灵。
The spirit of sleeping.
叫他们不要征战，都倒在地上。
Have help.Make them all fall asleep, not even be able to fight.
从克西玛尼往前走。
And the Lord proceeded.
主耶稣每一步往前走的时候。
And every step that our Lord made.
门徒们更显得软弱。
And his disciples become weaker.
当他被捉拿的时候。
When he was captured.
门徒们就四散离，把他们的主丢在那里了。
And his disciples scattered.
每一个人都要保守自己的天然生命。
Everyone wants to save their own life.
每一个人都要逃到自己安全的地方去。
Everyone run to the safe place.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，都这样软弱的一般人身上，主耶稣有什么可以期待呢？
Why can the Lord Jesus expect out of this group of people who are so weak?
但是主知道。
But the Lord knew.
这是必定经过的。
This is something must happen.
天然的人。在黑暗权势面前站不住
because natural light can never stand before the power of God
所以在征战还没有开始的时候
therefore way before the battle starts
在逾越节的最后一晚餐上
at the last supper
主知道从这里这一个晚上开始得要永远他要到天上去了
and Lord knew that he is about to go up to heaven after the supper
他爱世间属自己的人
He loved those who belong to him in the world.
爱他们, 一直到底,
and then he loved them all the way.
这句话用法着,
he loved them to the extreme.
你可以翻到爱到最后,
he loved them all the way to the end.
他看见十二个人在哪里,
and he saw 12 disciples there. He spoke.
他心中最重要的话,
he spoke the most important message.
源源不绝地倾倒出来,
he continued to outflow his message.
他知道过了这一夜, 他们再不能听见他说话了,
he continued after that very night. They could no longer hear him.
一直说,
so he kept on talking.
一直说到16章,
until to the 16th chapter.
他的话呢就没有说完,
he did not finish what he wanted to say.
17章用个最神圣的祷告, 来结束了这段话,
therefore he ended his great message with a holy prayer in chapter
17.
In the beginning of chapter 14,
除了我所做的事,
he said, whatever I have done,
你们也要做,
you will do too.
亲啊,做着比这更大的事,
and you will do even greater than what I have done.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们听了, 我们谁能相信这句话?
Who could believe what he said?
我这样的人能够做主所做的事吗?
Someone like me can do what the Lord has done?
我这样的人能够做比主更大的事吗?
And even something greater?
但是我们来看看主的话,
but let's look at his word.
我们真是困惑了,
we are really puzzled.
主不仅这样说,
not only he said so,
主用双倍加重的语气来说的,
he also emphasized what he said.
吓着我们这些信心小的人,
to us people with little faith.
他说我实在又实在地告诉你们,
he said, truly, truly I say to you,
我所做的事, 你们也要做,
what I have been doing, you shall be doing too,
并且要做比这更大的事,
and even doing something greater than you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们把圣经弄错了,
brothers and sisters, don't read it wrong.
主从来没有说到要我们天然的生命能够做主的事,
the Lord never referred to the natural life.
主从来不会要我们天然生命做出比更大的事,
he never wanted our natural life to do something greater.
他说完这句话下面就解释了,
because he further explained what he meant.
你要逼我做我更大的事,
so you shall do greater things than these,
因为我到父那里去了,
because I'm going to the Father.
下面说我到父那里,
once I go to the Father,
我要求父,
I will ask him,
父就差遣保惠师到你们那里来,
and he will send the Comforter to you,
就是真实的圣灵,
which is the Spirit of truth.
他世人不能见他,
even though the worldly people cannot
see him, 你们承认是他,
but you will know him,
岂要与你们同在,
and he will be with you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 两个最重要的因素,
the two major factors,
我们要做主的事, 因为主升天了,
but first that we are able to do what he has done because he is risen.
教会要主做比主更大的事, 因为主升天了,
today church can do greater things because the Lord is risen.
主升天成都圣灵无限量,
to receive the Holy Spirit without measure,
差遣保惠师,
and to send down the Holy Spirit,
那有着实际的圣灵,
the Spirit of truth,
圣灵来到我们中间,
so the Holy Spirit come upon us,
住在我们里面,
and to dwell in us.
整个教会都起来了,
the whole church is able to get up.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 使徒行传就是一个答案,
the book of Acts is the answer to our question.
第一章说到主耶稣升天,
the first chapter we see the Lord was risen,
门徒仍旧在软弱中,
and his disciples were still weak.
第二章圣灵降临了,
in second chapter we see the Holy Spirit came
down,
the Pentecost had come,
圣灵的大风吹过,
and the Holy Spirit came down like a rushing gusty wind.
120人祷告的房子,
and in the house where 120 people gathered and prayed,
充满了这个房子,
the Holy Spirit filled the whole room.
他们就都被圣灵充满,
and they were all filled by the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们就是一页的圣经,
and they are only one chapter apart.
21章, 他们还是那么的软弱,
in last chapter of John they were still weak.
到了主升天了,
and until Jesus was risen,
圣灵降临了,
and the Holy Spirit came down,
最大的一件事,
the greatest thing that happened is that all his followers changed.
120个人,
120
of them,
they all became like Jesus, they all became strong,
fearful,
they have killed one Jesus.
耶稣从120个人里面活出来了,
yet our Jesus lived out with his 120 people.
升天的基督,
the risen Christ,
就有复活的教会.
Once we have risen Christ, then we have the resurrected church.
四福音里头那样的软弱。
I always marveled when I saw Peter, who was so weak in the first four gospels.
那样的冲动。
He was very emotional.
常常说乱说话。
Always spoke the wrong words.
哦，达到了无休息的一天。
Yeah, on the day of the Pentecost.
把一个圣灵充满的，把圣灵降下的时候。
When the Holy Spirit came down on him.
圣灵没有先警告他们什么时候圣灵来。
The Holy Spirit did not forewarn them when he would come.
等候都来不及了。
They didn't even have time to wait for him.
他们没有安排。
They did not make any arrangements.
他们不知道怎么做。
They didn't know what to do either.
他们从来没有侍奉的经验。
They never had experience.
但是圣灵掌握了一切的事。
Yeah, the Holy Spirit came in control in the whole condition.
120个人站起来。
Therefore, 120 of them all stood up.
西门彼得开口说话。
And Peter started to speak.
没有争。也没有牵拉。
There was no quarrel.
圣灵指挥一切的事。
And the Holy Spirit was directing the whole situation.
那一天三千人得救了。
3,000 people were saved that day.
到了第三章，彼得一个人在那里。
And entering into the third chapter, Peter alone.
圣灵的说那个瘸腿的人被医治的经过。
And he testified for the guy who was lame and was healed.
5,000人得救了。
And then 5,000
people were saved.
Because his church is resurrected.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, if we are not a resurrected church,
我们真正羞辱主耶稣,
we really have put our Jesus to shame.
而我们比外邦人还要可怜。
And we're even more pitiful than the Gentiles.
所以到了路加二十四章。
So when we see in chapter,
Luke chapter 24, 他说你们要都是我的见证。
He said, you will be my testimony.
我差遣你们到普天下去。
And I want to send you to the world.
要去传扬赦罪。赦免的道。
I will send you to preach the word of repentance.
从耶路撒冷直到万邦。
From Jerusalem to the entire nation.
如何可能啊?
How could that be?
怎么可能啊?
How could that be possible?
下面说, 你们要在城里等候。
And the Lord says, you shall wait in the city.
等候到父所应许的。
Until the promised.
圣经里面说圣话最甜美。
Until the one that's promised by the Father.
没有提圣灵。
He did not use the word Holy Spirit.
父所应许的。
But he said the one that God has promised.
圣的儿女就知道这是圣灵。
And all the children of God would know that's the Holy Spirit.
当初父神应许给亚伯拉罕的。
This is something the Father has promised to give Abraham.
我们等了几千年。
They have been waiting for thousands of years.
圣灵一直没有来。
And never came.
一直到耶稣基督道成肉身。
Until when Jesus became flesh.
一直等到耶稣复活升天。
Until Jesus was risen.
一直等到主耶稣来住在我们的里面。
Until when Jesus dwells in our hearts.
父所应许的圣灵降下来了。
The promised Holy Spirit came down finally.
主没有叫他们先做工。
The Lord didn't ask him to go on work first.
先去等候。
But he asked him to wait for it.
等候直到你们得了从上头来的能力。
Wait until you receive the power from on high.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我真不能明白一个人没有圣灵的功能能力，他会做神的工程。
I really don't understand how can someone serve the or work do God's work if he never had the power of the Spirit.
这只是我心里头自己一个问题就是了。
I always have this doubt and question in my heart.
我们回到列王记，另外介绍伊丽莎的故事。
And let's go back to First King, the story about Elisha.
这是两个何等伟大的先知。
Here we see two great prophets.
这两个先知是圣经里面非常特别的先知。
These are very unique prophets in the Bible.
伊利亚预表升天的基督。
Elijah represented the resurrected Christ.
伊丽莎预表复活的教会。
And Elijah represented the resurrected church.
这两个人不能分。
And these two people cannot be departed.
这两个人是合成一个的。
They are one.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，当伊利亚的指示要完了的时候，
When Elijah was about to finish his
ministry, 神说你要去告伊利莎做先知来尽你的职分。
And God said, go anoint Elijah to be your successor.
这里我们看见圣灵经历了两段的经历。
Here we see two segments of the experience of the Holy Spirit.
都从那件外衣所代表的圣灵而来。
You all came from that cloth which represents the Holy Spirit.
当伊利亚去找伊利莎要告他的时候，
When Elijah was looking for Elisha to anoint him,
他并没有跟他说什么话。
He did not say anything.
他没有说今天告你做先知。
He didn't say, I will anoint you today.
他只是用这个外衣。
He only used his cloak.
搭在他的身上。
And cast on his shoulder.
哦，伊丽莎真的要疯狂了。
And Elijah was really excited.
弟兄姊妹，这都是我们所有弟兄姊妹都经历过的经历。
This is our experience for many brothers and sisters.
第一次圣灵降临在我们身上的时候。
When the Holy Spirit came down on us the first time.
我们真是疯狂了。
We really got excited.
哦，现在一切圣经里的字句。都变成实在的了。
Because all the words in the Bible became so real to us.
现在我讲耶稣，耶稣比任何事都要实在。
When I talk about Jesus, he becomes so real.
我才知道他的爱这么甜美。
And I truly know how sweet his love is.
我才知道他的能力那么甘甜。
And finally come to know how sweet his power is.
我才知道耶稣来了。
And I know what does it mean by Jesus here.
我什么也看不见了。
I can see nothing else.
他的荣耀充满我的心田。
And his glory fills my
弟兄姊妹，这个爱焚烧我们
，and his love burns within us，
叫我们不能自禁
，so that we cannot help
跟随耶稣
，but follow Jesus。
在世上有什么能比跟随耶稣还宝贵呢
？What in this world is more precious than Jesus himself？
有一次弟兄问我
，One time a brother asked me，
弟兄，我知道你从年幼到现在，你的路并不好走。
He said, "Brother Z, I know your life pathway hasn't been easy."
再有一次机会让你拣选，你还拣选耶稣吗
？But would you still choose Jesus if you have a second chance？
哦，那天我流泪了。
So I cried.
我说弟兄啊
，I said, "Oh my brother."
我的路并不太难走。
My pathway is not really hard.
你不看见我外面。
You only see what happened
outward. 你不晓得我的救主何等仁慈。
But yet you have no idea how gracious my Lord is. Because he has said when you go through suffering.
我与你们一同经过。
I go with you.
主的爱。
His love.
主的慈爱。
His loving kindness.
主的怜悯。
His mercy.
主的能力。
His power.
一千次让我再拣选，我永远拣选耶稣基督。
Even you give me thousands of chances, I will still choose Jesus.
我把什么都给了他。
I will give him everything.
我是大大亏欠他。
I still fall short of his glory.
我这个愿意把我的命也给他。
I'm willing to give him my life.
我的命给他，我一样亏欠他。
Even if I give my life to him, I still owe him debt.
我只知道一件事。
I only know one thing.
追随耶稣基督。
That is to follow Jesus.
做耶稣基督忠诚的跟随者。
To be his faithful follower.
哦，那天伊丽莎疯狂了。
Elijah was so excited that day.
伊丽莎正在赶着四十头牛。
He was plowing the 12 yoke of oxen.
这是个有钱的人啊。
That means he was pretty rich.
他对地上的事业很有兴趣的。
He was pretty ambitious.
他自己赶住了最后的两一队。
And he was on the last pair.
当伊利亚的外衣碰到他的时候。
But when the cloak of Elijah touched him.
哦，他把十二只牛都解散了。
And he released them all.
他把两只牛。
And took the last pair.
把他杀了。
And slew them.
用套牛的器具把他煮成。煮那个牛肉
，and boil them with the instrument on his oxen，
所有的他的那个朋友吃
，and pass them on to all his friends and relatives。
哦，他第一句话对伊利亚说
，and he told Elijah，
到时候容我回去和父母亲嘴
，please allow me to go back kiss my parents
goodbye。然后我要来跟随你
，and that I will follow you。
伊利亚好像并没有觉得不安宁。
And Elijah doesn't seem to welcome him.
伊利亚说：“我为你做了，我向你做了什么？”
He said, "What have I done to you?"
你回去吧。
Go back.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，一个真是被圣灵充满经历的人
，a person who has been really filled by the Holy Spirit，
什么样的话要叫他叫冷水就要浇不掉了
？Will not easily give up.
主耶稣常常是。试验我们
，Jesus always tests us。
我们的爱有多少
？Test how much our love for you。
我们跟随主的心智的真实有多少
？And the determination of our following heart。
从那天开始，伊丽莎就跟随伊利亚。
And from that day on, Elisha followed Elijah。
这两个人有个连接。
These people are combined。
这两个人才合为一个人。
And they became one.
哦，连接什么连地方
？What does it mean by combined?
伊利亚的外衣。
It's all related to his clothes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这伊利亚的外衣是预表圣灵。
Elijah's cloak represented the Holy Spirit.
但是这一件圣灵。
And this Holy Spirit.
他用外衣来做表号。
Was represented by the cloak.
这是以色列的中间最特别的一件外衣。
His cloak was the most unique one among Israelites.
在那个时候，所有穿皮衣的人都是毛在里面，这个皮在外面的。
Because for a leather cloak, usually the hair's inside, the shirt part's inside, the leg part is inside. And I have a similar one too in Shanghai. The hair or the fur are all inside. The age may be different now. I see furry coat where fur are outside. But it was not like that at that time. Only Elijah wear his leather inside out, where you see the fur outside. And that becomes his characteristic. So when he comes in the distance, before you even see clearly his face, and you will see his unique cloak.
This
is a very unique cloak among Israelites.
当他升天的时候,
when he ascended,
他的外衣留下,
he left his cloak.
伊丽莎把自己的衣服撕碎了,
and Elijah tore apart his own cloak
披上他的外衣,
and put on Elijah.
弟兄姊妹们, 门徒们真困惑了,
all the other disciples were really
puzzled.
Because in the distance, it looked like Elijah.
这一件毛外衣是独特的,
because that's a unique cloak of Elijah.
这一件外衣只有伊利亚穿的,
and only Elijah wore something like that.
现在远远看见这个人来了,
now we see this person in the distance with that cloak.
我们先看见这件外衣,
we saw the cloak first.
走近了,
yeah, when he comes close,
脸不对了,
it's a different face.
伊丽莎的脸,
it's Elisha's face.
穿着伊利亚的外衣,
so it's Elijah's cloak.
这叫做伊丽莎的身上彰显伊利亚,
that means that Elisha was able to manifest Elijah. Now we all want this double portion of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, Elisha, Elisha,
Elisha followed Elijah.
最重要的是, 二章,
the most important thing happened in chapter
2.
This is a chapter that are following.
他们从基甲开始,
they start from Gilgal,
走过伯特利,
and Bethel,
走到耶利哥,
and Jericho,
走到约旦河,
and passing the river Jordan.
是这一条道路,
that way, all the way.
自主为我们特别预备的道路,
it's a way the Lord has prepared for our sake.
不是这样经过, 你得不到双倍的圣灵,
you can never receive double portion of the Holy Spirit without walking on this way.
为我们圣灵要这条道路,
the Lord has established that way for us.
说陪伴我们一同走这条道路,
and he also accompany us on this way.
从基甲开始,
from the point of Gilgal,
基甲是太有名的地方,
that's a famous place.
这是 耶稣亚带着神的百姓过了约旦河之后,
this is the place where Joshua, after leading people, passing through the river Jordan.
5章第5节,
it's in the book of Joshua, chapter 5, verse 5.
他们都受了割礼,
they all were circumvented.
耶稣亚就说, 今天神把你们从埃及的羞辱在你们身上都滚去了,
and after they done that, Joshua said, the Lord has done away your shame in Egypt.
所以才叫这个名字叫基甲,
therefore they call the place Gilgal.
基甲是滚去我们的肉体,
means to do away with our flesh.
我们要得上好的部分,
in order to receive a better portion of flesh, we have to start with dealing with our flesh.
一个没有知道对付肉体的人,
for someone who does not know how to deal with the flesh,
他的属灵的境界无份,
he has nothing to do with the spiritual realm.
尽管他自己说的恩赐有多大,
no matter how much gift he feels that he has,
他仍旧是个长大麻风的人,
he feels nothing but a leper.
弟兄姊妹头一站, 我们一定对付我们的肉体,
we always start with dealing with our flesh.
所有从我们肉体出来的,
everything that's come out of our flesh,
和耶稣基督都不相合的,
cannot match with that of the Jesus Christ,
和圣灵不相合的,
cannot match with the Holy Spirit,
我们肉体的情欲,
and the lust of our flesh,
我们肉
and the favors of our flesh,
我们肉体的败坏,
and the rotten, the spoil of our flesh, and the rebellion of our flesh. One day when we were saved,
跟随救主,
we want to follow him.
在基甲开始,
it started from Gilgal.
我想到20几年以前,
about 20 some years ago,
那个时候我在一个西德,
I was in West Germany.
拜访好几个教会,
I was visiting many churches. And I went to the southern part. And I stayed in a brother's house.
他有很大的家庭,
he had a great family there. After dinner,
我们就在客厅, 坐下来一个交通。
We were sharing in his living room.
有一个年轻的女孩子，二十几岁。
There was a young lady in her 20s.
她抱着他们的孩子。
She was holding their child.
她是他们的管家。
She was their housekeeper.
她一起来参加交通。
And she joined us in the sharing.
我一直觉得。
I constantly feel.
这一个家里面。
And in this house.
圣灵的火焰。
The flame of the Holy Spirit.
是在这个女孩子身上。
Was on that young lady.
她坐在我后面一点。
And she sat behind me.
我讲一讲就看她。
I would share something and look at her.
膏油从她而来。
I feel the anointment from her.
我们这个家的其他弟兄姊妹们真是中不懂得主耶稣啊。
And the rest of the people in the family doesn't seem to know Jesus much.
我看了几眼。
So I look at her several times.
她那个那么安静坐在那里。
She was so quietly sitting there.
她的里面的喜乐从脸上都给彰显了。
Yeah, I could see her joy even from on her face.
我忍不住了。
So I couldn't help.
我说姊妹啊。
I said, sister.
你能不能给我们做点你属灵的见证？
Can you bear some testimony with us?
你说这句话，她也流泪了。
And when she heard it, she shed tears.
弟兄，我正在想一件事，我能不能请你为我安守祷告？
She said, oh brother, I was about to ask you to lay hand and pray for me.
我说我先说了，你说你的见证吧。
I said, well, please share with us first.
她说她是个贫苦家庭出生的人。
And she said she came from a poor family.
全家非常爱主。
Yeah, her whole family loved the Lord.
家庭真是个敬虔的家庭。
She said, "I really had a very reverent family."
我们几代的人都是被圣灵充满了。
And all our family members for generations be filled by the Spirit.
受了敬敬。
And I received that when I was 10.
改变了我的人生。
And that changed my life.
耶稣吸引我。
Jesus attracted my heart.
我整天不能离开耶稣。
And I could not depart from him all day long.
特别蒙恩。
I was so blessed.
我和主从来不离开。
I never, there's no interruption in our relationship.
主是他的脸面。
I always gaze upon his glory.
住在他的荣耀里。
And I dwell in his glory.
我不能没有主。
I could not live without him.
我若一分钟都不能离开主。
I could not depart from him even for one minute.
但是那个时候我到一个弟兄家里去做管家。
Yet I was working in one brother's house.
他们有一个习惯。
They had this habit.
到了晚上。8点钟的时候
around 8 o'clock at night
全家都聚集在客厅
the whole family would gather in the living room
他们在电视里都看一个闹剧喜剧才知道吧
oh, they all joined together watch the soap opera from TV
哦，他说我因为这个管家
she said because I'm the housekeeper
我抱着那个孩子
and I was taking care of their child
我说这些人用一些很低的一些话语一讲哦，大家都大声笑
they all laugh along with those cheap jokes in the program
我心里实在很痛苦
She said, I really feel the pain inside.
我抱着孩子坐在一个角落上，看不见 TV.
So I chose a corner where I could not see the TV.
日子久了。
But after a period of time,
我里面松懈了。
I was loosened up.
啊，他们笑的时候，这些话我还听见的。
Because even though I cannot see the TV, I could hear their talking. 他们
说的很好笑的话嘛。
Sometimes they're really funny.
我也跟着也笑。
So I would laugh along with them.
我慢慢的也跟着他们一样的大笑了。
And gradually I laughed louder.
慢慢我也不知道哪一天我的椅子转过来了。
And you know which day I turned around.
我跟着他们一起看那个闹剧。
And watch the TV with them together.
我知道主的同在一天一天的减少了。
And I feel the presence of the Lord was
reducing
the shame.
我知道我这里头第一次尝到孤甘的味道了。
That's the first time I taste the flavor dryness.
为什么主啊，你离开了我
？Oh Lord, why did you leave me?
他还没有发现原因。
She didn't know what happened.
只不过是十三岁的孩子。
She was only 13 years old.
哦，她说到有一天晚上。
Until one night.
我睡觉的时候。
She said when I was sleeping.
主耶稣在梦里都显现了。
The Lord appeared to me in my dream.
站在那里。
He stood there.
他的手指着电视机。
And he pointed to the TV.
他说，马上我就痛哭流泪，我明白了。
She said all of a sudden I realized what happened and wept.
说一句话。
And the Lord only said one thing.
你爱我。
Do you love me?
比这些更深吗？
More than this?
她醒过来了。
And she woke up.
哦，发现她的眼泪一直在流。
And she was still crying.
主，我一定要忠诚跟随你。
Oh, she said, Oh Lord, I want to follow you faithfully.
我不再看那个闹剧。
I will stop watching this program.
我这个他们看那个时间，我不要在那个房间里面。
I will go away when the wife gets
here. 我要跟主人做这件事。
I have to tell my master about this.
主耶稣，那个圣灵开始回来。
So the Holy Spirit came back to her.
主的同在也回来了。
And the presence of the Lord went back to him. The sweet love of the Lord came back. And she was really crying hard. She said, oh, my brother. They all came back. Yet the best 3 years I had is already gone. I don't know how to return when I first started. Even though that night, not many Christians that really know the Lord in our midst. When this sister shared her testimony, that was so powerful. After she was through, so I hold the hand of the master of the house. We were in such a tear and pray for her. And you see the radiance on her face afterwards. And she thanked me. I said, oh sister, don't thank me. After I received help from you, I received strength from you. Even from this laying hand, I received the revelation of the Lord to speak. What to speak? Because people over there refuse people to preach about the Spirit. Yeah, today I know. No matter which city I go, or which meeting I go, I only have one topic, which is the Holy Spirit. And I really shook many places up at that time. And some Christian brothers told me, oh brother, only you can say the Holy Spirit. I said, why?
Watchman need 出来的一个 fellow worker.
Because you are the fellow worker or brother watchman need.
我心里真的不大高兴。
I was happy to hear that.
我是站在你托生的广, 不是站在主耶稣的广。
Because they didn't give glory to the Lord but to our brother need.
他说你讲圣灵, 没问题。
They said it's okay for you to share about the Holy Spirit. We know that you are not Pentecost.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们多可怜。
Oh, brothers and sisters, how pitiful we are. Follow Jesus. If you want to receive the double portion of blessing, you have to deal with your flesh.
有什么人你得罪了, 你不去认罪吗?
Who you have offended, go apologize.
什么是神所要的, 你不肯给吗?
Whatever that you have hold on to and the Lord wants it.
为什么在主面前带着背叛的灵来祷告?
Why come with the spirit of rebelling?
我们要从基甲启程。
We shall rise up and walk from Gilgal.
把我们的肉体都滚去了,
and deal with our flesh.
不是我们的滚去,
it's not that we can do away with it.
我们只要一个坚决的心智,
but we have to have this determination.
我们绝对就是耶稣,
that to absolutely follow Jesus.
圣灵把我们的肉体的欲滚去了,
the Holy Spirit will help us to do away with our flesh.
从基甲开始,
from Gilgal.
对付肉体,
to deal with our flesh.
啊, 我在上海几年当中,
in those years in Shanghai,
啊, 真是对付肉体的时候,
I really learned how to deal with my flesh.
有一天我一个非常亲爱的同伴,
once a dear fellow of mine,
他是一个非常非常爱漂亮爱打扮的人,
he liked to adorn himself. It's kind of weird for a man like to dress himself.
他有一天主给他一个命令啊,
one day the Lord gave him an order.
不要擦你的鞋子,
don't polish your shoes.
这是个命令很奇怪吧,
that was a very strange order.
我听的没有什么, 我的皮鞋经常不擦的,
I don't care if I had that word because I usually don't polish them.
我弟兄这句话算得了什么?
And I told him that that's okay.
他说好, 主, 我答应。
And he said, okay, Lord, I promise. So he went to the meeting.
两个姊妹出来,
their two sisters came out of the meeting hall.
两个大人物, 一个是李月如, 一个是汪培珍啊,
there was Sister Wang and Sister Lee, great spiritual leaders.
他第一个先看他们的鞋子,
he, our brother looked at their shoes first.
看这两位姊妹鞋子擦得虚亮的,
and he thought their shoes were well polished.
他马上回去把皮鞋擦亮了,
so right away he returned his home and polished his shoes.
汪小姐也把皮鞋擦亮, 我为什么不能?
So, well, why can't I polish my shoes if Sister Wang does?
你可以这样想理由,
Well, he had a reason. He tried to reason with the Lord.
生命的膏油不再了。
Yeah, he had lost the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And the love of the Lord departed.
只能当地服下来。
Until he was willing to submit.
主，我愿意除掉我这么样的一个细胞。
Oh Lord, I'm willing to do it with this favor.
有一段时候啊。
And there was a period of time.
是我这个不爱漂亮的男孩子，也有点爱漂亮的。
Even though I don't pay much attention to my appearance, I do sometimes. Every time when I kneel down and pray, the Lord said, go shave your hair. Go shave your hair. I said, oh Lord, I have a different shape of hair than others. If I'm bald, I look ugly. But the Lord did not answer.
把头发剃了去。When
I kneel down and pray, he said, shave your hair.
我这个是没办法的。So
I can.
这个男孩子爱怎么爱头发呀？I
cannot do something. I love my hair.
到了年老了还不一样是光吗？Well,
get bald anyway when you are old.
那一天我到理发店里面。That
day I went to the barber shop.
理发师认得我的。And
the barber knew me quite well.
他开始给我理发的时候。When
he started shaving.
今天不一样。I
said, wait a minute.
他说怎么不一样？
He said, what's wrong?
我要剃个光头。
I want to shave my hair bald.
这个理发说, 你要剃光头干什么?
He said, why do you want to shave your hair bald?
主耶稣的命令。
I said, well, that's the command from the Lord.
开头啊,把我头发一把一把, 我那个头发太多了。
I had a lot of hair then.
哎呀,心里真舍不得呀。
I really feel bad when he did it.
看个镜子真难看。
And then I was so ugly in the mirror.
把头发剃光了。
And then when my hair were gone,
里面的, 哎呀，加倍的燃烧起来了。
Yeah, I feel the love that's doubling within me.
我所有的西装我都不穿了。
And I put away all my suits.
我只穿一样的衣服是蓝布大褂了。
And I only wear one kind of
我只有两件大褂了。
I have two big blue garments.
这件去洗衣服也穿上，那件去洗衣服也穿上。
So when I wear one, the other one will be in laundry.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，小小的一个顺服，
a little submission like that
得到那么大的赏赐，
enable me to receive great reward.
我们的主耶稣。
And they have this very accurate knowledge. Well, disciples of Elijah, of course, have to
differ.
They have a good sense. And accurate
knowledge.
And why did they gather there that
day?
Because they knew something great was about to happen.
Because
Elijah was about to leave.
And
they saw Elisha.
你的师父要背劫离开你，你知道不知道？
And they told Elijah that, do you know your master is going to be taken away from you today?
伊丽莎说，我知道，你们不要出声。
And Elijah says, yes, I know, but do not say anything.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这许多的门徒，
all these other disciples,
他们和伊丽莎一样的知道伊利亚要离开了。
They all knew just like Elijah that Elijah is about to leave.
知道主要升天了。
They all knew that the Lord is about to resurrect.
他们是光有知识而不走路的人。
But there are good people who have knowledge but not follow.
每一站都留着这些门徒。
Every stop you see this group of disciples.
他们有了极佳的经历就满足了。
They may stay at the experience of Gilgal and be content. And they are through.
到了不得利，他们这边停下来了。
And to Bethel, you see another group there.
他们完了。They
are through.
哦，只有伊丽莎。
Only Elijah.
那么大的饥渴。
He has such a great longing.
这样的快跑跟随耶稣。
And you want to run after Jesus Christ.
哦，伊利亚一直试验他。
And Elijah continued to trust Elijah.
耶和华要差遣我去不得利。
He said, the Lord is taking me to Bethel.
你留在这里吧。
You stay here.
伊丽莎说，我只能永生的耶和华。
And Elijah says, as the Lord lives,
岂敢在你面前起誓。
And as you live,
我必不离开你。
I will not leave you.
这个追求的心志。
He has such an earnest heart.
而他们两个人同去不得利。
So they both went to Bethel.
不得利在创世纪28章开始, 一直是个最伟大的名字。
Bethel is such a great name since Genesis chapter 28.
雅各这个人, 他的生命就是个属天的部分。
This is the spiritual part of the life of Jacob.
所以神说, 雅各是我所爱的。
Therefore God said, Jacob is the one I love.
他的天性败坏。
Even though he has a rotten natural life.
其实他的天性被暴露就是了。
Actually, it was not particularly rotten, but was revealed.
亚当是一样败坏的。
It's the same with all the descendants of Adam's race. But the Lord loved him.
Oh, 他因为行了诡诈,
because he was very tricky.
欺骗了他的父亲,
and cheated his father.
夺取了他的哥哥的长子名分,
to hold the firstborn's portion from his brother.
结果离开家的是他,
and then he was forced to run away from home.
他是他母亲最娇养的孩子,
he was loved by his mother.
第一次他离开家庭,
that was the first time he ran away from home.
到了旷野的路上,
and went to the wilderness.
四位黑暗,
it was nothing but darkness.
到了夜深了,
and when the night was deep,
那么觉得孤单,
he felt so lonely.
那么觉得彷徨, 不晓得哪里去,
and he felt so lost.
弟兄姊妹, 这都是我们追求主的人必定经过的一个经历。
This is some experience we will all will have when we follow the Lord.
我不知道怎么办了,
to a point that we do not know what to do.
他就拾起块枕头, 石头当作枕头,
so he take up a stone as his pillow.
这个很奇怪的是, 没有人这样做法, 拿个石头当枕头,
and rarely see people use the stone to be your pillow.
再喜欢枕头的人, 宁可用我手做枕头的一个偷偷睡觉, 也不管石头放在头,
if you cannot find anything, you'd rather use your elbow as a pillar.
最后一块石头,
yet this stone,
就是石头他一生的艰苦的经历,
speaks of his hardship all his life long.
他用块石头当着枕头睡了,
so he used that as a pillow.
他正是看见在异梦的里面看见主了,
and in his dream he had a vision.
天开了,
he saw the heaven opened.
天开了这句话有多宝贵你知道吗?
You know how precious it is to see the heavens open.
各样程度的弟兄姊妹们,
people at different levels,
有各样程度不同的天开了,
we have a different level of revelation, see the heaven.
我自己曾看有几次天开了的经历,
and I have several times experienced like that.
那就是我活到今生的那个使命和价值,
this is the value and my mission today.
被环境打倒了,
I may be striken down.
站起来了, 主人就叫我站在这里,
and when I stand up, the Lord still put me here.
又一次更大的力量打倒了,
I may have another even bigger strike.
自己也知道是必定死了,
even I know I will surely die this time.
主人复活大能把我扶起来了,
yet his resurrection power lifted me up.
还站在这里,
and here I am again.
这是主把诸天开启了,
that's because he has opened the heavens for me.
在那里我看见了异象,
so I see the vision from him.
在那里我领受了使命,
and receive the mission from him.
我的生命,
my life,
和神的使命,
and his mission,
交织在一起的,
are woven together.
若是我不能成为农民的使命,
if I cannot accomplish the mission,
我就没有连接耶稣了,
and I cannot see my Lord.
我失败了,
I would have fallen.
要主也遇见失败,
and he also encountered failure on me.
太严肃了,
this is something very serious.
看见诸天开了,
I see the heaven open.
现在这个诡诈的人看见诸天,
the tricky Jacob saw the heavens.
他看见天地,
and he saw this ladder.
立在地上,
from the earth.
七头顶着天,
and the top reaching the heaven.
而耶稣基督就站在七头顶上,
and he see Jesus Christ stood on the top of the ladder.
天使上去下来在天地上,
and the angels of God ascending and descending on the ladder.
约翰福音一章五十三十一节,
and John chapter 1 verse 31.
主耶稣自己说,
Jesus said himself,
你们要看见更大的事,
you shall see greater things.
要看见使者上去下来的人子的身上,
you shall see the angels of the Lord ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
这是天梯把天和地连在一起的地方,
this is a place where you see the ladder which connects heaven and earth.
这是教会第一个预表和意义,
this is the first representation and meaning of church.
他看见了天梯,
and Jacob saw the heavenly ladder.
荣耀的人,
and see the glorious Son of Man. It was so high up.
看看他自己,
and he looked at himself.
污秽,
so filthy.
鬼诈,
and so tricky.
败坏,
so rotten.
看看下面那个人,
and look at the man of town.
心里起了大科目,
he has this great longing toward him.
我们的诗歌说, oh, to be like thee, 我要像你,
and just like him says, oh, to be like thee,
我要像你,
oh Lord, to be like thee.
20年前我在斯布克家里面,
20 some years ago I was in Brother Sparks' house.
他忽然在想,
all of a sudden he said,
他想从前在我们在台湾的时候,
he thought about the condition when we were in Taiwan.
他真是最叫最甘甜的就在台湾的时候,
he feels so sweet to recall what happened in Taiwan.
他讲到外面讲到经常听不懂,
because when he shared, many people did not understand.
台湾, 他找到了反正听懂他道理。
Yeah, in Taiwan, he found a group of people who understood him.
真是爱我们。
He really loved us.
但是我在你们当中的时候。
He said, when I was with you.
你们常常唱都是歌。
You always send us hymns.
我要像你。
Oh, to be like
you. 那个年长的弟兄。
This older brother.
他讲这句话的时候。
When he said that.
我要像你。
So, oh, to be like you.
这个味道不是我们那个坛上去的。
It's different from the way we say it.
弟兄啊，这句话要祷告到一生啊。
He said, oh, brother, this is something our lifetime will pray for.
我们信徒到最后要离开身体的时候。
When we sense are about to die.
我们所有的意念都在这句话上，我要像你。
All minds should conclude on this statement, oh, to be like you.
今天我在我的年长弟兄面前受教。
That day I received teaching from him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，不得了。
Bethel.
身在主的天上，住在那么高的地方。
You see the Lord way up in heaven.
雅各站在那么低的地方。
And Jacob was at such a lonely place.
找到了一条路。
Yes, he found a way up.
这一条路。
And this way.
一级一级的往上爬。
Will make enable him to go upward step by step.
每一步就多像耶稣一点。
And every step he made make him more like Jesus.
一步自己就减少一点。
And every step he made help him to reduce.
一条路把他带到天顶。
And that ladder led him up to the heaven.
和荣耀的主相联合。
And to be united with the Lord.
这何等甜美的意象。
What a sweet vision he had.
他醒过来了。
And then when he woke up.
说神真在这里。
He said God was truly here.
我竟然不知道。
And I didn't even know about it.
是天的门。
This is the gate of heaven.
也是神的家。
And this is also the house of God.
这地方何等可畏呀。
What an awesome place.
他就把他说这边石头站起来。
So he made straight his stone.
一整个柱子。
And like a pillar.
作为一个见证。
To be a testimony.
把膏油浇在那个石头上。
And he anointed with oil.
这就是教会的预表。
This is also another type of the church.
说到复活。
The stone speaks of the resurrection.
说到生命。
And the anointing speaks of the Holy Spirit.
生命带着复活生命倒在我们身上。
And the Holy Spirit brings forward this resurrected life on the church.
教会的根基啊。
This is the foundation of the church.
他离开了。
And he left.
那么多年在外面漂流啊。
He wandered outside so many years.
受尽了痛苦啊。
And he suffered so much.
都是神的手所的，是要做制作的。
So it was all the working hands of the Lord.
他是那么一个强的天然生命。
He had such a strong natural life.
到有一天慢慢的软弱了。
Gradually he became weaker and weaker.
慢慢的他会懂得害怕的。
Gradually he learned to fear.
慢慢的他的话都柔软了。
And gradually he became gentle.
到有一天神说话了。
Until one day the Lord spoke.
起来，要不得力气。
And go to battle.
他马上起来，上不得力。
So he rose immediately and go to battle.
第二次神说同样的一句话，要改名成为以色列。
And the Lord told him, your name shall be changed to be Israel.
现在他不是属地的人了。
So he no longer was an earthly man.
这个属天的人了。
But a heavenly one.
你不羡慕雅各吗？
Don't you envy what happened to Jacob?
他最后死的时候。
When he died.
他说了圣经最伟大的预言。
He had the greatest prophecy.
那么准确讲神的话。
He was so precisely accurate to describe what the words are.
到了最后他要过走了。
At the end, before he departed.
从前他是一个那么顽皮的人。
He was a tricky person before.
这些圣经很简单的，我就很非常喜欢这句话。
I like this statement very much in the Bible.
雅各说完了话。
After he finished his words.
把两个脚收起来，放在床上。
He put up his feet on the bed.
他就。
And he died.
死得好不好？
Wasn't that beautiful sleep?
他死的时候要不要留下一点不好，规规矩矩的死。
He didn't want to sleep in a poor manner.
把两只脚收起来。
So he put up both feet.
放在床上。
And laid them on the bed.
他脱开肉身。
And left.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，真是不得了。
This is the battle.
这是神的家。
This is the house of God.
神的家不是外面的事。
The house of God is not some outward thing. But the fullness of Jesus Christ. And we have to build up the house of God. Only those who love Jesus will love his house. Those who can die for Jesus will die for his church. For someone who really loves Jesus.And all the benefits he seeks after his life will be for church. And he will not go after his own benefits. After after passing through Bethel,
以利亚一样的说话。
Elijah said, make the same
thing.
Then now the Lord wants me to go to Jericho. You stay here. If he stays, he will be through too. And Elijah said again, as the Lord lives, and as you live, I will never leave you. Jericho is even harder
stuff.
It speaks of the spiritual battle.
像约书亚要带着人的人民进进迦南的产业的时候
，Back in Old Testament when Joshua was about to take
them, 一个关键的征战就是耶利哥。
The first key battle was at Jericho.
树林征战
，The spiritual battle to receive inheritance.
我们天然的人一定觉得软弱。
We always feel weak facing a battle like that.
我有一点树林征战的经历不深厚。
I have some experience in spiritual battles.
真是。和应付权势摔跤的时候
I really was wrestling with the power of hate
我的肉身摔跤
It's not physical wrestling
我们的灵
But our spirit
我们祷告
We prayed
我们等候
We waited on the Lord
我们和仇敌摔跤
And we wrestled with them
天然的人何等软弱
You feel that natural life is so weak
每次摔跤都被仇敌摔在地上
It's like every time we're defeated in the wrestling
慢慢的力量增加了
And gradually we gain strength
仇敌摔我就不容易那么摔倒了。
It wasn't easy for the enemy to rest me again.
我们也能摇动仇敌了。
And once in a while we can shake them a little bit.
耶利哥。
Jericho.
我到过多少教会中国，我在好多教会做工。
Oh, I have worked in many churches.
我常常是去开工的。
Usually I start a ministry at certain places.
开工真的很艰难。
It is truly difficult to open a start a ministry.
没有人帮助。
Because not many people help you.
我们从零点开始。
You started from zero.
我们在这里开始要做神的工。
When we want to start a ministry, a work of God's place.
你若真是做神的工作的人。
If you really are a person who does God's work.
你若是神的真实的仆人。
If you are a true servant of God.
一是仇敌就攻击你。
And the first thing that happens is attack from devil to you.
会把人事物。巧妙地组织起来攻击你
And the devil will attack you through the people and the environment around you
仇敌也会用他的邪灵直接攻击你
Sometimes with their evil spirit to attack you directly
哦有的时候我们真的摔得太痛了
Sometimes we are really in pain
对这是挣扎
That's the battle
蒙属的人当侍奉
Those who are redeemed should serve
面对无数仇敌
And facing the countless enemies
但是他下去说的真好
And the what follows is even better.
不动血气兵器
You do not use your fleshly weapon.
不动血气邦臂
Not your fleshly strength.
无论何地有需要
No matter where there is need.
都能随灵前往
Wherever there is need, I will follow with the Holy Spirit.
这是多奇妙的征战
What a marvelous battle we're talking about.
那个时候我到几个地方传福音，都是开工的地方。
I have started preaching gospels at many places.
到一个地方困难最大。
There's one place I encountered the greatest difficulty.
那个弟兄不是真弟兄，他是个假弟兄。
Because the brother served there was not a true brother.
他缠住我缠了三四年了。
He had followed me for 3-4 years.
我们在假台的时候，他雇流氓来打你。
When it's my turn to speak, he will hire some gangster to beat me up.
我们那个封家的会所，他雇流氓把他拆掉。
And there's a meeting place we had. He asked some gangster to tear it down.
不像现在的时代啊。
That was at a different age then.
我们的尊贵的老蒋总统做总统的时候啊。
We have Chiang Kai-shek as our president.
哦，他看见我们在马路对面时喊，他们都是共产党。
And when we were meeting together, they were yell across and say, "He's a communist."
所有的一个秘密机关，他通通告状。
And they write to all this confidential information agency.
他得了四五个跟随者。
And they have some people follow them.
好，都是他的武器。
These are all their weapons.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那个时候我27岁。
I was at 27 at the time.
我什么都不懂啊。
I really knew nothing.
跪下来的时候。
Yeah, when I kneeled down.
忽然主说了句话。
And the Lord spoke to my heart.
不要说话。
Do not say a word.
你要做一个没有言语的得胜者。
Be a silent overcomer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
主讲话，我心定了。
When I heard his word, I become calm.
我不告诉长老。
So I didn't tell the elders.
我不告诉执事。
Nor the deacons.
我也不告诉我的同工。
Or my co-workers.
主 吩咐我做个没有声音的得胜者。
Because the Lord had told me to be a silent overcomer.
我不下来的时候。
So when I was willing to submit.
看耶稣对付了这个人。
And I see how the Lord dealt with one guy.
看耶稣对付了那一个人。
And the other person.
一直看耶稣做事。
I saw how the work worked.
我说主，你为什么不把你根先拔掉？
I said, Lord, why don't you deal with the most evil one first?
根先拔掉。
Lord said, no, not from the root.
主要这是神的仆人。
Because that is the servant of God.
专门来对付你的。
Which is used to work on you.
那师傅啊，你的都拔光了。
So when all his followers were taken away,
最后一个非常奇妙的路上把这个人弄走了。
With a very special way, God dealt with that root later on.
真是经过耶利哥了。
That was like passing through the city of Jericho.
到底真是毁灭那个经历的那么宝贝啊。
Then that treasure, what had happened to me?
经过的时候都是宝贝。
It wasn't easy when you're still in the experience.
这是外面。
This is something outward.
教会里面那个攻击，那比外面的还痛苦。
And the inward attack within the church is even more severe than outward.
那里有个老姊妹。
And we have this older sister.
我在背后说她是个长老姊妹。
I call her the elder sister.
她比长老还要高啊。
Because she seems to be higher than elder.
因为他们两个姊妹的先生就是两个长老。
Because there are two sisters, both of their husbands are elders.
这两个长老都像姊妹。
And these two elder husbands are actually more like.
这两个姊妹都是最刚强的长老的。
And their wives are more like brothers.
想说各种各样方法来搞花样。
Because they have all the plans.
我实在受不了。
One day I couldn't stand them anymore.
他有一次把我关在房间里面关了两个小时。
Once they locked me up in a room for 2 hours.
他自己来告诉我，他有个女儿。
And they came to me.
又犯淫乱，还拜偶像。
They told me that one of their daughters committed adultery. Now it's about to go to the other place.
叫我写介绍信。
Oh, and they want me to write a recommendation letter.
没有办法。
And I couldn't do it.
我把他逼在那个门角上。
I was forced to a corner.
我说呀，你就是杀了我，我也不能写的。
I said, my sister, even though you kill me, I wouldn't write something like that.
你自己告诉我他拜偶像，对不对？
Because you have told me that she worshipped idols.
你自己告诉我你他犯淫乱，对不对？
And commit adultery, right?
其实你不告诉我，我这是有点怀疑他没有重生。
I only had doubt that she may be not born again.
妹妹啊，
you didn't tell me this.
再把我扣住也没有用，我不能写这封信。
Now I cannot write this letter, no matter how you try to force me.
当然，他不能把我关到永久了。
Of course, she cannot lock me up forever.
把我走开了。
So I left.
到了我离开那个教会的时候。
When I left that church.
哦，那个老姊妹起来给我的苦头最大了。
And that older sister had the most problem with me.
我这一看就是有恩报恩，有仇报仇啊。
That she really have to take a revenge on me.
最后给我的一棒子。
So she gave me the last strike.
哦，弟兄姊妹，咱们回头看的时候。
But when you look back.
何等甜美。
It was very sweet.
每一次经过一个大的仗。
Every time when we went through a battle,
我绝对过不去的。
You feel that you can never go through.
我知道我的力量有多少。
Because we know how much strength we have.
我看见那个黑暗权势的力量。
And facing the power of darkness,
绝对挡不住的。
I knew there's no way I can stand against it.
主耶稣叫我经过了。
But the Lord helped me to go through.
我肉都衰残。
I may be weak in flesh and heart.
神是我心中的力量。
Yet God is the strength in my heart.
就是我的荣耀，直到永远。
Also my glory till forever.
必须征战。
We have to go through battle.
经过耶利哥。
Go through the city of Jericho.
然后最后一站那就要去约旦。
And the last stop was to the river of Jordan.
在约旦那里门徒最多了。
And there is an even bigger group of disciples.
数目有五十个人。
He counted there about 50 of them.
他们都在对观看。
They were standing there in the distance.
约旦说到十字架的死。
And the river Jordan speaks of the cross.
到了十字架面前。
They facing the cross.
天然的人都来了。
All natural life will wither.
他们站在河的对面观看就死了。
So they speculated across from the river in the distance.
神要替你的师父离开你，你知道不知道？
They told Elijah the same thing, that God's going to take your master away from you.
伊利亚说我知道。
And Elijah says, yes, I know. But don't say anything.
我们永远不要受搅扰，清楚吧？
That means don't ever be distracted.
昨天都留在那里，我一个人跑得太奇怪了。
If you feel that you are the only one who pursued the Lord, it seems to be strange.
你跟随主的人多少次会遇见孤单？
But for someone who really pursued the Lord, it's easy to feel lonely.
好像觉得全世界只有我一个人。
Sometimes you feel that you are the only man or woman in the world.
当怜悯来的时候。
Yeah, when His mercy comes.
抬头只见耶稣。
And when we lift up our head, we only see Jesus.
看不见任何的帮助。
We may not see help from outwardly. Only the evil power to try to oppose me. Now it's time to pass through the river. No one can pass the river Jordan because that is the cross. Yet we are crucified together with the Lord. Because no one can face the cross. So Paul says, I have been crucified. It's no longer I that live. But Jesus Christ that lives in me. So Elijah took along Elijah to pass through the river Jordan. And he picked up his cloak. And strike on the water. And the water was divided. Then they crossed over through dry land. That was approaching the end.
伊利亚,
so Elijah no longer asked him to stay behind.
他说, 我要被接升天了。
He said, now I'm about to be taken up.
你要问我要做什么, 现在只管求。
What do you want of me? Ask me now.
他说我要求感动你的灵。
He said, may a double portion of the Holy Spirit fall upon me. Naturally, it's a great request. What the Lord has given to His church is always double portion.
伊利亚说,
and Elijah said, this is a hard thing that you have asked.
但是当我真升天的时候，你若看见了,
if you see me when I am taken up, you will have it. So Elisha followed him closely. And when they were talking,
一边走路一边谈话,
walking and talking,
忽然荣耀把他们隔开了,
all of a sudden this glory came in between.
Oh,
and through a whirlwind was taken up.
伊利亚大叫,
and Elisha couldn't help but cry out,
我父啊, 我父啊,
oh, my father, my father. The chariots and horsemen of Israel. Elijah is someone who loved the kingdom of God. So was Elisha. Elijah was really like the chariot of horsemen of his kingdom. They went through battles all their lives. And they were full of scars and marks. Have you ever been scarred for the Lord's sake? Have you ever experienced a fatal blow from the enemy in the battle? I like what's stated in the book called Pilgrim Progress. That at the end of every saint's life facing the River Jordan, they all have different manifestations. There's this Mr. Upright. He was a person who battled all his life. And that day when he was passing through the river, there was horns of God all around him.
It
was so mighty and powerful. Because this experienced warrior of God is about to pass through the river. And he said something. He said, I will keep my sword for my descendants.
我要把我的伤痕,
yet I will bring all my scars to see my
Jesus.
This statement repeatedly appears in my heart. It is hard to give up your sword. And it's not easy either to bring all the
injuries
to the Lord. I will leave all my
swords
with them. All the precious experience in life, he will leave it to
his descendants.
Yet all his scars. This is something that no one can partake. I will bring them to see my Lord.
正在喊叫的时候, 伊利亚的外衣下来了,
so when Elijah cried out loud, the cloak of Elijah fell down.
做得真好,
so he did something great. He tore apart his own cloak. That means it's no longer I. Clothes cloak speaks of a person's behavior. So he tore it apart and put it on that of Elijah. Now in the distance you see Elisha too. And when you come closer you get confused. Because that's Elisha's face.
But
all the manifestations Elijah. Not only that he looked like Elijah, he even did something greater than Elijah. In the entire Bible, Elisha performed more miracles than Moses. And he was different from Elijah. He was full of loving kindness and mercy. He represented the grace and the Holy Spirit of the Lord to build up the church. Oh, dear brothers and sisters. When he put on his cloak, when he walked forward, he crucified with the Lord. Oh, on his way, he was crucified with the Lord. When he returned, he brought with him the great power of the cross. He alone was about to pass through the river Jordan. Yet he has such a great spiritual life. With the power of the life of the cross. He didn't think that he himself can pass through the river. So he folded up the clothes and struck on the water. He said, Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? When we have the strength to pass through the river, don't try to rely on your experience nor your own life.
It
has to be the blood of Jesus Christ has to stand on the foundation of his crucifixion so that I can face the river of death. So when he passed through, all the disciples
yelled,
they said, behold the spirit that moved Elijah. It's now moving Elisha. This is our first message. And we all are people that have longing heart to pursue the Lord. Someone who really pursue the Lord will have gain. Let us sing the hymn again, 339. This is the only one hymn we had in the book about Paul's experience on the way to Damascus.
Please, 请为我们弹一句，我们一起来唱339首。